Starting with the biology of the cerebral cortex, it's the outer layer of the two cerebral hemispheres. It consists of neurons. In fact, 3/4 of the brain's neurons or nerve cells. It's about 2 to 5 millimeters thick. It's convoluted, which means folded, which increases the surface area. In fact, only 1/3 of the cortex is visible. The cerebral cortex is involved in speech, memory, decision-making, planning and controlling voluntary movements, emotional reactions, recognizing a friend in a crowd, daydreaming, planning what you're going to do for schoolies, etc. And theoretically, the bigger the cerebral cortex of an animal, the more intelligent the animal, which explains why a human, which has a brain weighing 1.4 kilograms, is more intelligent than an elephant with a brain weighing 6 kilograms. That is, the human has a bigger cerebral cortex, which means that the human can plan, make decisions, and adapt better to a changing environment. Also, though, the greater the proportional area of the brain taken up by the association areas of the cerebral cortex of an organism, the more capable it is of behaviour that's regarded as intelligent. There are 3 functional areas of the cerebral cortex, SAM, SAM, sensory, association and motor. The sensory areas of the cerebral cortex receive and process sensory information received from the various senses, i.e. smell, touch, etc. Examples of the sensory areas in the cerebral cortex include the somatosensory cortex, which processes touch, the visual cortex, the auditory cortex, etc. The motor cortex receives and processes and sends information about voluntary movement, and this is all controlled by one part of the cerebral cortex, the primary motor cortex. Association areas can be found in all 4 lobes of both hemispheres, and they integrate information, sensory, motor, and other information from other brain areas, which enables higher order mental processes such as language, thinking, and problem solving.